Chapter 4.
Shit,
Nancy said as they watched from the window. Jane could see Danny climb into his pickup, back out of the driveway, and follow the government vehicles before the sheriff's car brought up the rear.
Danny said he knew this day would come,
Jane's mother said.
He claims they have a dossier on him, whatever that means.
This is all my fault, Jane said, feeling horrible. Nancy bit her lip.
Now what did he say to...
Then she snapped her finger and marched into the living room. From the bookshelf, Nancy pulled down a leather-bound Bible. She thumbed through the pages, and a business card fell out. She picked it up from the carpet, tossed the Bible onto Danny's crushed velvet Barca lounger, and went for the phone.
Our savior, Nancy said as she punched numbers.
A pastor? Jane questioned.
No, honey. Danny doesn't drink tea, never has. Saying there's a kettle on the stove? That's code to call his lawyer.
Code?
So it wasn't obvious in front of mixed company, her mother said, and then into the phone. Good morning. Avery Weeks, please. It's urgent.
Jane wondered what other secrets her mother and Danny shared. As instructed, Jane and Nancy waited in the air-conditioned comfort of the Courtyard Marriott, a hotel just around the corner from Sarasota's sheriff station. Her mother explained that Danny's lawyer, Avery Weeks, had spent years in the prosecutor's office before he crossed the street to hang his shingle as a criminal defense lawyer. Nancy had met Avery at his annual Derby Day party, a dressy garden affair where, as Nancy explained, they serve mint juleps and iced pewter mugs to the ladies while the men sip 20-year-old Pappy.
What's Pappy?
Jane asked.
Pappy Van Winkle's a bourbon, her mother explained. A 20-year-old bottle is very hard to come by, but not for Avery.
How's that?
Apparently there was some kind of heist of this bourbon years ago from the Buffalo Trace Distillery in Kentucky. Many pallets of the stuff went missing, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
A bourbon heist? Jane questioned, intrigued by the thought.
I know it sounds crazy, but Danny suspects one of Avery's clients was involved in this caper. So, in lieu of the lawyer fee...
Why does Danny suspect that? Jane asked.
I don't know. It's just what Danny said. Avery is his insurance policy in case something comes up unexpected.
Like his past?
Please don't judge him.